budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive looks at the expectations of the FMCG players or the fast-moving consumer goods sector. More power to the consumers, says the FMCG sector. By that, of course, they mean a reduction in personal tax that will give more purchasing power to the consumers and create more demand for these fast-moving consumer goods. FMCG players also expect the government to make the labour markets more attractive and resumed stalled infrastructure projects that will help create more jobs across sectors. In the list of asks, there's also incentives for setting up warehousing and cold chain facilities and efforts to increase foreign direct investment in the sector. Mr. Jaitley also needs to address the ask with respect to an increase in total budgetary allocation towards rural and MNREGA. A few years ago, the government had announced a plan to double rural income in the next 5 years, and clarity on how, just how, they plan to do this with a revised time frame will be expected. Another area that the FMCG players will be keenly watching is a timeline on the proposed reduction in corporate income tax rate to 25%, because several consumer companies are already in the peak tax bracket. In fast-moving consumer goods, there is something that the government may want to slow down a little bit, and that is the consumption of cigarettes. Players in this field will also be keenly watching to see if the budget continues its stringent policy towards cigarette consumption. And finally, in case you are nibbling on a biscuit right now, this is something very, very specific. There's an expectation from certain industry leaders on rationalization of indirect tax or GST on low-price, high-nutrition, that's LPHN biscuits. Yes, you heard me right. While the government has already lowered GST on items that are consumed by the middle and lower economic classes, including bread, by the way, that is exempt. Rusk tea, coffee, milk powder are at 5%. This 18% GST on LPHN biscuits, like for example glucose, Mari, milk biscuits and all of these, which serve the lower economic classes, has been something that was unpalatable, no pun intended at all, for some of the industry biscuit leaders. All the stock, you know, of biscuits is leaving me with a glucose biscuit craving, dubbed in coffee. Sounds good.
Budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.